Good evening, radio listening audience. I am Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, The Tour, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. I am one of the few people who have ever had the privilege of taking a tour of my own body. It is a truly unforgettable vacation where all of the body's regions can be visited. You can even explore areas that you never imagined that you had and closely observe both your conscience and your feelings. An agency with the name Your Tours organized this excursion. The firm is ably operated by Dr. Colmenar Logos, a retired physician who is convinced that a certain order should exist when planning vacations. He wholeheartedly believed that before visiting foreign countries, we should know about what our own homeland has to offer. The second step in his reasoning was that before we visit our own country, we know all we can about ourselves, specifically our own bodies. He drew up three basic plans. First, we should visit the external regions of our body. Then, we needed to travel through our interior organs. Finally, the most alluring of all, we should delve into our own mentality. I went ahead and signed up for all three journeys. This package included lodging, tour guides, and food. The first 2 days of the excursion toured the visible outside areas of the body. In the agency, they had enormous augmentation mirrors that gave you the opportunity to view yourself naked. These mirrors were positioned where you could see in detail your private regions that had never before been explored. It was really amazing to look at the hollow of my neck, my spinal ridge, magnified elbows, cheek and face, the outer ear, and other nooks and crannies that day-to-day living wear out. The trip to the interior starts on the third day. This is a stunning trip due to the marvels of modern technology. Special X-ray screens allow the traveler to view how each and every part functions. These modern laboratories offer every amenity known to man. High-definition auto radiograms show every organ in living color. Half a day is dedicated to touring the heart with side trips through the auricles and ventricles as well as an outing through the blood. Lunch is served in the frontal lobe of the brain where one can enjoy the folk dances of the nerves during the day and the incomparable glandular spectacles at night. Microscopic inspection of our cells and woven bone marrow was our next segment. We had free time the rest of the day, and I took advantage of that to go on three side tours. A trip through the lungs is interesting, and I would say especially interesting if you're a smoker. The liver at night becomes grotesque for those who drink heavily. City people enjoy a trip through the inner ear since they're accustomed to hearing loud noises and breathing carbon monoxide. Souvenirs, postcards, and pictures of your very own internal organs can be purchased as one leaves each of these areas. The tour ends with a trip through the traveler's soul. There we face situations that have been prepared by psychologists to make us confront unexpected aspects of our personality. I stood amazed at my egotism, my jealousies, and some complexes that I would have sworn I would never have. I visited the complicated subconscious that I had formed for myself, my state of mind, and my coldness. The company's specially prepared program showed me the causes that provoke my cold attitude toward life. You're usually alone during this portion of the tour. You might think this would be boring, but quite to the contrary, because you are permanently enriched by the surprises that you have faced. They offer you a chance to see all aspects of your character. They show you your virtues, your defects, and the reasons that you have abrupt mood changes. I would say that I will never forget those 14 days. I not only enjoyed a really interesting vacation, but I also viewed some beautiful scenery. I saw rich colors and meaningful traditions. All of these things came together and left me the impression that I have been lucky enough to have been to the most awesome place on our planet. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at ketr.org/support.